You're listening to the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session. Joining us in the studio is singer-songwriter Grant Lee Phillips. He's been making music for decades. He was part of Grant Lee Buffalo early on. He had a stint on the Gilmore Girls as the town troubadour. And maybe you even remember the pre-Grant Lee Buffalo band Shiva Burlesque. They were described back in the day as a band that was too post-punk to be folk rock and too folk rock to be post-punk. And some of their work's been re-released earlier this year. Grant Lee Phillips, welcome to the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah. Your new record is All That You Can Dream. It's a collection of songs written during the pandemic. And if you ask me, it gives some real personal insights into some of the events of the last several years. Take us back to the beginning of the pandemic. You were ready to promote Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff, and then...
And then the rug was pulled out from underneath. Yeah. Every one of us, all of us who had grown accustomed to making records and going out on the road and making records and going out on the road, here we were.
And you were getting ready to go out again with Kristen Hirsch and John Doe, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we every now and then we venture out together as the Exile Follies, you know, our sort of very low-rent vaudeville team. Nice. And it's great. I love those guys, and we enjoy playing together.
Yeah, well, very cool. And you're planning to do that again, or is that...
Yeah, we're talking about it. We want to do that, and sometime down the road, you know, we haven't quite made it out to the West Coast, so it's long overdue.
Cool. So you're writing the songs for this album, just kind of watching the world unfold. How did that affect what you were writing?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm sort of an introspective kind of writer anyhow, so I suppose it pushed me further into that zone. It's not an unfamiliar place, but, you know, there are times when my writing seems to stem from a very personal place and other times where I kind of, it's a process of absorbing everything around me, you know, what's going on in the world, and... you know, trying to make sense of it all. And this was that kind of record, I guess, you know. Mm. There was, you know, on one hand we had the, you know, all of the political chaos that has become kind of just a normal day.
The new normal, right?
for the world, actually. And then we had the pandemic on top of it.
Right.
And, you know, as I said, my creative rhythm was typically... put a record out, and then go on the road, and then I would naturally find myself with a few hours to kill, and I would sit on the edge of the bed in my hotel room, and I would start to write a song. And I didn't really have that component, so I kind of delved into painting, doing landscape paintings. My family and I, we'd take long trips out in the country and take photos, and I would paint barns and cows. I mean, pictures of them, not literally. Although there's good money in it.
Right.
Cow painting, right. I suppose.
But that would be a neat performance art.
It would be.
Grant Lee Phillips has a series of painted cows you can see in fields throughout
I'll
the country.
Paint your cow up.
How fun.
Yeah, so, you know, eventually I got around to realizing, man, I don't know that I'm going to, I don't know when I'm going out on the road. And that sort of... it kind of freed me up in some ways. I could write any kind of song, record anything I really wanted to. It didn't have to be really entirely tethered to what I did live, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I began using my home studio, which is very kind of humble, you know, a microphone or two. And I began laying the foundation for what became this album, All That You Can Dream. Voice, guitar, typically, sometimes piano. Mm-hmm. And I would send those tracks out to Jay Belrose, incredible friend of mine who's a great drummer, and his wife, Jennifer Kondos. And then they would track, and they would send them back to me. So we did this sort of long-distance production. And then it eventually added a few overdubs with a cello player and a pedal steel player and a few choice friends who played on it. And it was quite freeing to work that way and really personal, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you make a record, you can easily get too fussy about it if you have too much time to listen and, you know, and critique it. And in this way, I was able to keep some of the Even though I had this extra time, I could use that time to appreciate what was there, all the accidents and things that might get buffed out, you know.
Well, the result seems to be pretty nice. We're liking the record.
So. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
So, what do you want to play for us today?
I'm thinking I'm going to... I feel like this is the one that my hands are going towards.
All right.
I put a lot of stock into wherever my hands kind of wind up, you know.
All right.
They seem to be going in this direction. This is called Rats in a Barrel.
Great.
Some of these songs are kind of time-stamped in a way, you know. Kind of like thumbing through the news of the day.
Right.
And some of the upheaval that we've all witnessed, and this would indeed be one of those songs.
All right.
All cheery like the 4th of July, proud as a plume, but I don't know why. Some folks don't go and bury their face. A nickel would have got him to clap, flash him a grin, toss him a cap, going away for the rest of the days. Rats in a barrel won't coax no tears out of me, because they just bring misery. Don't need them going through my grain or running through our house. I'm done with mercy, I'm all tapped out. I read a couple school books once. Mama never raised a dunce, but some folks still leave me itching my head. How people who get up at the dawn, toil away, can still get conned, believe in what some liar has said. Rats in a barrel won't coax no tears out of me, because they just bring misery. Don't need them going through my grain or running through our house. I'm done with mercy, I'm all tapped out. Hear them plead loud and looking scared. Took my marching orders from that man up there. Hear them pleading how I got caught up, but you can't go throwing punches when you're in the cars. Old Lincoln saw it all go down. Almost looked like the first time round on that January day. Rats in a barrel won't coax no tears out of me, because they just bring misery. Don't need them going through my grain or running through our house. I'm done with mercy, I'm all tapped out. Rats in a barrel won't coax no tears out of me, because they just bring misery. Don't need them going through my grain or running through our house. I'm done with mercy now. I'm done with mercy now. I'm done with mercy. I'm all tapped out.
That's nice stuff there. Grant Lee Phillips, that's Rats in a Barrel. That is on his new album, All That You Can Dream. He's my guest today in a JPR live session. You can find All That You Can Dream on Yep Rock, the label, and all things Grant Lee Phillips at his website, grantleephillips.com. Thanks so much for playing that for us. Really nice there.
Thank you. Thank you.
It dawns on me as I'm reading through your lyrics and listening to your music. You were called the Town Troubadour when you were on the Gilmore Girls.
That's right.
And Troubadour really seems like a fitting title kind of for what you do.
It definitely conjures up a certain image, I guess, you know, a kind of path that was paved by the minstrels and the bards and the Woody Guthries.
Right.
I feel like it's such a it's a high bar to really call yourself a troubadour, really, you know. I don't know. I'm lucky. I get to ride along with Jared Dickinson and Claire Dickinson,
right. Yeah.
In the Subaru. And that doesn't seem so troubadour-like in a way. Although Jared's doing more all the driving, so that's a lot more hardcore troubadour.
Right.
I'm not riding the rails though, you know.
But you are speaking truth to power, and you're speaking from the heart, and
yes.
You're writing songs about that, and that's
yeah. I mean, I think a term like folk music, which
right.
I think a lot of us kind of I mean, when I was growing up, I thought of the music of the 60s, right? You mm-hmm. know, the songs of Bob Dylan. And but for me, folk music comes in all kinds of forms. It really has little to do with a certain style. It's more about kind of reflecting the moment that you're living in,
yeah.
You know? And it's that kind of echo that goes back and forth between,
right.
You know?
A
writer and their times.
Right, when you play with John Doe, who went from punk, which is really kind of just a form of folk music, into
yeah.
more of an acoustic folk singer,
exactly.
Like you'd think of a folk singer. So, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's really true, you know? I mean, the songs, ironically, a lot of the songs that kind of trail behind me are songs that I wrote in my 20s when I was, uh-huh. You know, as well.
Right.
And those songs were kind of, they were very much of their time as well.
Right.
But, you know, I'm grateful that I have that kind of relationship with, the people that still listen to my records,
right.
That are the ones who are discovering it. You know, when you have a shared sort of catalog like that, mm-hmm. You know, it means a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, punk rock, whatever it is, you know, there's all sorts of ways to kind of be in your time.
Sure.
But you know, and the other side of that is that, you know, we're human beings and we're complex entities. You know, we live a large part of our life internally, you know, in our dreams. And even when we're in our waking state, you know, we're still guided by our ideals and our fears and a lot of things that are very intangible. And I mean, that's one of the most beautiful things about humans and one of the scariest things as well, that we're so animated by the invisible, I guess.
It's making for some pretty interesting music right now. Like
yeah.
A lot of people are just digging deep and writing what they're thinking about, and there's a lot to think about right now.
Yeah, it's true.
So what do you want to play next?
Oh, goodness. Well, here's a song that I wrote. It's on the new album here. It actually predates the album. It was one that I wrote, and it was sort of a late arrival when I was working on the record before, Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff. Sometimes I get very excited. I write a song in the 11th hour, right before I'm going in to record.
Right.
And in this case, I thought, man, I'd like to do it, but I might hang on to it, take it out on the road, really live in it a while, you know, like a good pair of jeans. You know, it doesn't feel right just walking out of the store. And
right.
It has to eventually conform to your body. And that's kind of how a song is.
Yeah.
But funny enough, the song, as time went on, it just kind of made more and more sense to me. I wrote it soon after the fire in Paris at the cathedral,
uh-huh.
Notre Dame. And that metaphor, you know, how impermanent all of this is,
right.
You know, whether it's a building or a monument, a philosophy, democracy itself, you know, all the things that we might take for granted. And I'll give it a whirl here. This is called A Sudden Place. I might even put the headphones halfway on.
There we go.
For this one. So try to visualize. Oh, goodness. Now I can hear myself. I'm going to take them off. I had no idea that's what I sounded like. I would have picked a different career. Let's give it a go. Curl up my little fish, red cellophane. Curl up my little fortune fish, what will be my fate? Gold treasures in the ground, misfortune on the open sea. On, wake up in a hotel in some foreign country. The world's a sudden place, it turns on a dime. Night falls so suddenly, sometimes. Such interesting times. We say it like a joke. Reminds me, even Notre Dame can go up in smoke. It can all go up in smoke. The world's a sudden place, it turns on a dime. Night falls so suddenly, sometime I 1,000 miles an hour it turns, and it never slows. Wonder we ain't hurled into space. How folks hang on, I'll never know. Thousand miles an hour it turns, and it never slows. Wonder we ain't hurled into space. How folks hang on, never know. The world's a sudden place, it turns on a dime. Night falls so suddenly, sometimes. The world's a sudden place, world's a sudden place.
That's Grantley Phillips in a JPR live session. That was A Sudden Place. It's from his new one, All That You Can Dream, songs that are real personal reflections on a lot of the events we've been experiencing the last several years. Really nice stuff there.
Thank you.
So you wrote that song based originally on the fire at the Cathedral Notre Dame.
Yeah.
How did that affect you and make you think? What was that making you think?
I can recall turning on the radio that afternoon. I had been at a buddy's place, and we were writing some songs, and I heard that the Cathedral of Notre Dame was on fire, you know? Mm-hmm. And you think, wow, that's like been there forever, you know? And I think they probably have, they've taken a lot of, you know, time to repair it, as mm-hmm. I understand, you know? But, yeah, that idea that something that, you know, you just assume is always going to be there. But it's just, you know, it's stone and timber and, you know, and so, you know, I don't know. You wonder what things are really made to last forever and ever. And, you know, it got me reeling, got me thinking. And sometimes a song starts just like that, you know, the smallest little seed. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, you take it to it's extreme, you know. Yeah, it's a funny thing, you know. But that's certainly how it felt when this pandemic kind of landed upon us, you know. Maybe not for everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, some folks were unencumbered by the dread. the folks like myself felt like, my goodness, maybe I spend a little too much time, you know, on Twittering, you know. But yeah, I thought, goodness, what does this mean? Because I do so much, you know, so much of my time is spent traveling, and I can't imagine how is that going to work out, you know?
Right.
You know, we have a very social kind of gig here, you know? Ideally, sometimes it's not that social, but that's a bad night.
But it does rely on people.
If you're
being
looking to
there,
avoid crowds, you came to the right place.
Right. But yeah, that was, I mean, music and live music specifically is, yeah, a bunch of people need to be together to make it kind of work right.
It's really true.
Yeah, and so that changed for every musician I can think of that was on the road or doing anything at that point. And then all of us that like to go out and that was our social life, it changed for us as well. So
yeah, I mean, we are, you know, we're social creatures. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things that I thought about last night. Played a show in Portland, and despite the fact that for a lot of us, we're just beginning to kind of tiptoe out, you know, certainly as musicians, because we have to consider so many factors. Like if we get sick and we're on the bench, you know, for a week, then we've lost our whole, you know, we've lost all the earnings we had hoped to make. And, you know, everybody goes back home and you regroup and rebook and come back next year. It's, you know, but even that aside, the feeling in the room when we all come together, it's really palpable and intense. And I think it just speaks to that, you know, that kind of craving that we have to connect, really, you know?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, let's get another song in.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I've got a bunch of them, you know.
Yeah, you do.
How much time you got?
Well, you know, we'll do a few more.
Okay. I'm thinking about playing this one here. I'll play you one. This doesn't involve a capo, so.
Okay.
For all of you capo fanatics out there. You know, you could spend your money on a musical education, or just get yourself a capo. Learn a couple chords, move that capo around.
I'm pretty sure that's how folk music got spread. Is everything was three chords, you just stuck a capo on and played those same three chords.
Three chords, the truth, and
right.
A capo.
Right.
Capo helps. All right, I'm going to give you a one here. This is talk about coping, you know. This is one that I wrote, one of the first songs that I wrote for the album, and it's basically sort of it's almost like a journal entry, how I spent the first days of the shutdown. My wife and I, we live out in the country, and so we would take these long drives, and we would visit the cattle and take pictures of barns and go home and paint them. And so, with that in mind, I wrote this here song called Cruel Trick. Shop windows are closed like a Sunday, and people are scarce. The power line's heavy with ivy, the sidewalks are quiet as nowhere. The marquee is bare at the movies, there's nothing to see. I miss the dumb places, but mostly the feeling you get when there's somewhere. When there's somewhere to be, feels like a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart.
It took a holy mess to keep us apart. But it's a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart. Oh. We took a long drive through the country to gather some air. We photographed silos and hayrows, all of the signposts of nowhere. But it's so hard to bear. Feels like a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart. If there's a cure for it, stick out my arm. But it's a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart. Oh, my guitar, it just sits in the case anymore. Funny time is so easily wasted. Funny, I never caught this before. But it's a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart. It took a holy mess to keep us apart. But it's a cruel, cruel, cruel trick on the heart. Oh. Such a cruel trick.
Grantley Phillips is my guest today in a JPR live session in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of SOU. That was Cruel Trick. It's a tune from his new release on Yep Rock, All That You Can Dream. We'll get back to another song from Grantley Phillips in just a few minutes. Joining him on the road and in the studio today is a singer-songwriter originally from Texas, Jared Dickinson. His wife, Claire, is here as well. She's singing backup for him. You grew up listening to your dad's records, classics from the Stones and the Beatles and Tom Petty and folks like that. That's turned into a love of music and a music career, and you spent the last few decades crisscrossing the country writing songs, and now you're driving the Subaru for Grantley Phillips and opening for him on tour.
That's right.
Yeah. Welcome to JPR, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You put out an album in 2019, Ready the Horses, and then you have a new one set to release. What's going on with the new album?
Yeah, it's we recorded it like just about every other musician in the middle of the pandemic. And very, very happy to have it coming out soon. We're it's coming out February 3rd, but the first single comes out in just about a month.
Huh, okay. We'll look for that.
Excited to share some new music.
All right. Well, why don't you play us a song?
Sure.
Tell us what you're going to play, maybe a little bit about it.
Yeah, we'll do one from the last record, from Ready the Horses. This song is called In the Meantime.
Great.
Maybe you haven't made your mind up. Maybe you haven't thought this thing through. That's all right, baby. No, you're not ready to choose.
is in the meantime. Will you be mine? Oh, I'll be the fool who sees you through the meantime. I'm not talking about forever. We don't have to play for keeps, 'cause I know that one day you just might pack up and leave. That'll have to be all right with me. But in the meantime, will you be mine? Oh, I'll be the fool who sees you through the meantime. Don't try to look ahead. Somebody, I can't take another lonely night. And I know that you need somebody to hold you tight. Until the morning light. So in the meantime, will you be mine? Oh, I'll be the fool who sees you through the meantime. Oh, I'll be the fool. Sees you through the meantime.
Is Jared and Claire Dickinson. In the meantime, that is from the album Ready the Horses, came out in 2019. And Jared Dickinson and Claire Dickinson are joining Grant Lee Phillips on the road, and Jared's doing all the driving. how did you guys end up meeting with Grant Lee Phillips?
We met in the UK some years ago. I think 2018 it was. I became a fan around the Little Moon album. That was my introduction, and then
what year was that? 2010, 2011.
That sounds like that. Yeah. One of those. Yeah, around then, and then that led me to the back catalog, and obviously the records that have come since. And when the opportunity to open a tour in the UK came about, I jumped at it, and we hit it off, or at least he has tolerated me ever since.
Yeah. Right, must get fun on the road day after day, huh?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah. if not, he's kept it quiet in a very kind way.
Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for joining Grant and joining us here on JPR. Why don't you guys all get together and do one more for us?
Yeah, let's do that. Right. We're going to play one here. This is a song that I wrote, I guess maybe back in about 2012, I think, something like that. And actually, the album was called Walking in the Green Corn, And I'm celebrating like the 10th year anniversary of that album, doing a nice re-release on turquoise vinyl. Mm-hmm. And Yep Rock is going to be putting that out, you know, and I think we just kind of like, you know, put the word out today, and so excited about that. And it happened to be a song that we gravitated towards together, a song that we would we could sing together on. Mm-hmm. My friend Sarah Watkins of the Watkins family, she sang on the album, played some fiddle and sang on this particular song as well. So try to imagine her in the background.
Well, we have Claire here.
We have Claire as well. We can still imagine Sarah hanging out.
Yeah, right? we might as well. The more the merrier.
We'll give it a go. Never comes, digging for some glowing pain, losing yourself in the rush, driving you slowly insane. Won't be the last one to fall, won't be the last one to find. It's only fool's gold. Oh, it's just fool's gold. Oh, it may shine like the sun, but it's just fool's gold.
Someone to walk by your side, someone who's there when you're old, someone to love with your all. And this is a real mother lode. Won't be the last one to fall,
the rest is just fool's gold. Oh, it's just fool's gold. Oh, it may shine like the sun, but it's just fool's gold. Some men will steal to get rich, another will kill to keep his. Maybe it's just yellow rocks, maybe that's all that there is. All of it fool's gold. It's just fool's gold. Oh, it may shine like the sun, but it's just fool's gold. Ooh.
precious fool's gold. Just a fool's, a fool's, fool's, fool's gold, yeah, yeah.
Nice stuff there. Fool's Gold. That is Grant Lee Phillips, joined by Jared and Claire Dickinson. That was from the Grant Lee Phillips album, Walking in Green Corn. It's the 10th anniversary of that album, and there is a limited edition, you said, on turquoise vinyl coming out on Yep Rock.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Pretty cool stuff. great song. Thanks so much for being here with us, and thanks also to Jared and Claire Dickinson. Jared, you have a new album coming out in February. What's it called again?
The album is called Big Talk.
Big Talk. Jared Dickinson has Big Talk coming out in February. You can find stuff about him at jareddickinson.com. And Grant Lee Phillips just released All That You Can Dream. That's out on Yep Rock as well. And we've been playing that heavily on Open Air. You can learn about all things Grant Lee Phillips at grantleephillips.com. Thanks so much, all you guys, for joining us here today in a JPR live session. Hopefully we'll have you back sometime.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You betcha. And we'll have this up as a podcast later this afternoon on our website, ijpr.org. You can also find our live sessions at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Thanks to John Griffin for engineering today. Stick around for more Open Air just ahead.